Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, help me say this.
Name above all
name.
Blessing.
Above our name,
dominion
and power,
name above our
name,
righteous
and holy,
name above our
name,
glorious
and worthy.
He who was dead,
he is alive,
he reigns forever.
Bye.
Good morning. God bless you, saints and friend. God is good, and his mercy always endure forever. I'm telling you, there's no other name higher than Jesus. I don't know about you, but I don't care who it is. Amen. It doesn't matter if they are your partners, friends, haters, pretenders. My God, it doesn't matter who they are. You got to believe it's something in life going to cause them or cause individuals to call on the name, my God, of the Lord. I just want to take this minute and just thank God for each and every one of you as we continue to drive the gospel, amen, to two and forth and all ends, north, east, west, and south. It doesn't matter how wide, how long, amen. It doesn't matter what the distance or kilometers or miles, amen. It's all about lifting up the name of the Lord and bringing the gospel to you, no matter where you are in the world, internationally, locally. It doesn't matter what country or continent. Thank God for technology, for it could turn, my God, what we say in the translation in your native tongue. Nevertheless, we just want to continue to lift up the name of the Lord and just bless the Lord. I'm telling you, just bless the Lord with me, because God, somebody hit me right quick and say, God is good and his mercy endures forever. I got a question that I just want to ask you. Are you keeping on keeping on? Is God continually to bless you in your life? How that looks like, what that looks like, my God, that all depends on who? You, amen? That all depends on you. Nobody else cannot determine how that blessing, how that, what that looks like, how that feels in your life. That is your life, amen? Because he is the name above all names. So we just want to continue to lift him up, and we just want to bless his holy name. Do me a favor. If you feel at home, go ahead and get on up. Throw some water on your face, my God Almighty, or roll over a couple of times, my God. And that way, God can give you something to jumpstart your day. I just got to let you know that it's a blessing in the day. But the question is, do you know how to search and begin to get the blessing that God has for today? Amen. You got to understand, we use this phrase when we begin to work and we begin to have a long day at work. Maybe we begin to use phrases like this: man, they don't squeeze every ounce out of me, or they got the butter from the duck. We use them words, you know, we use some phrases. Just let them know, at the end of the day, I gave my all. You got all the ounce, my God, that I could possibly give to you physically, but my God, before I get rejuvenated. Well, I want to let you know something, that every day it has a blessing in it. But certain days or certain season, amen, it might be a little challenging, but you can receive what the day has to bring. But I want to let you know, my God, I don't want to start right now, but I want to let you know, today got a blessing with your name on it. This morning got a miracle with your name on it. This afternoon got something great with your name on it. Don't you go to bed tonight if you're in international waters, amen, without receiving your blessing. Don't you get up this morning, amen, without getting your blessing. Come on, somebody. Go ahead and worship me. Let's go ahead and bring our very own Minister Squeeda. Go ahead and lead us into prayer.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, saints. Once again, it's a blessed day to commune with the Lord Jesus Christ himself, O Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, as we open the spirit of God. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing this week, O God. Grant us the strength and the energy to go through this blessed Thursday morning, O God. As we seek your face, O God, your comfort, God, your strength, your rest, God, your strength, O God. Keep us safely wrapped in your loving arms, O God. Bless me with your peace that passes all understanding, O God. We thank you, God, for this, O God. We thank you, God. You prepare a table before us, God, in the presence of our enemies, O God. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup will surely run over, O God. I'm surely grateful for all the provisions you've made for us this far. So the food on our table, God, the funds we've needed, oh God, and the peace of mind that I have knowing in knowing you continue to provide all the things that we need, God, that we're forevermore that we shall ever need, oh God. As we rise to face this day, oh God, grant me joy in the workplace, peace in my heart, oh God, and protection throughout the day, oh God. Fill me with the word and let me live your life through. Shine through you, glory, oh God, through me, oh God. Let my your light shine through me, oh God, glory, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. Lord, give us the strength, God, and the courage, God, we need, God, to take the word through this day, oh God, like never before, oh God. Take it with us, God, as a stronghold, oh God, and hold on to it, God, like you, God, like we should, like never before, oh God. Never let it go, oh God, knowing that you're the presence that we forever needed, God, and we should ever need it, God, that we always need, oh God. We thank you, God. Whenever we are tempted to give up, oh God, help us to keep going, God. Whenever we feel weak, God, grant us a sense of double calm, oh God. We thank you, God. Your word says, do not be anxious for anything, oh God, but in everything by prayer and supplication, God, with thanksgiving, God, let your request be made known to God, oh God. And Lord, I know that all it takes, God, to do is give you prayer, oh God, giving thanks for all the blessings, oh God. And it's in you, oh God, your Jesus name, your mighty name, Jesus Christ. We pray today, God, I love you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your merciful name, God, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. We just God bless our minister for that prayer. And I want to take a moment and just thank God for each and every one of you. Once again, God is good. His mercy endures forever. My thing about it is, my God, are you keeping on and keeping on? The thing about my God Almighty is that we have to keep on, because at the end of the day, it's your life. Amen. You got to understand something. Many people begin to, and I don't know, my God, really how this concept came about, but many people begin to address their life on other things, my God, going on around them. Amen. And they begin to address their life and begin to address their movements on different things that is going around them. See, you got to understand how to category your life. Amen. You got things that you got responsibility for, but you have things that you are not responsible for. You have things to where you control, my God, then you have things where you are not in control of. So the things that we don't have responsibility for, or the things that we are not in control, we begin to entwine that, my God, into our daily life, and begin to entwine that into our walk of life. Amen. Then it brings this level of frustration. It brings this level of aggravation and confusion, my God, in the midst of our life. Amen. Then we start worrying about what everybody else or what other folks got to say and what they are doing. And we are not focused on what we are doing in our life. Amen. We'll begin to focus on a lot of what the naysayers say and what coming out of their mouth. Amen. And at the end of the day, we cannot control what comes out of their mouth. That what comes out of their mouth is their opinion. What comes out of their mouth is what they may feel or their perception about you. What comes out of their mouth is not who you are. You are who you are. And long as you know who you are, that settles it, and that's all that matters. And we have to understand that accountability, or we've been responsible, amen, for the things that is in our life, amen. Some of us need to try to stop being responsible for everybody else, amen. Everybody else. You got to understand something, my God. When I left the nest of my mother, amen, of my parents at a certain age, and I began to cling to my own family and cling to my own wife, amen, they become my first priority, amen. They become my first responsibility. So in other words, my home becomes my first priority. My home becomes my first, my God, responsibility. So many people want God to bless their home, but the question is your home is your priority? I know that you probably say things ain't going right. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like that. Well, who said that in the midst of a covenant agreement, everything is going to be going right all the time. Come on, somebody. Who said in the midst of the covenant agreement that you ain't going to get hurt sometimes? Who said in the midst of a covenant agreement that you ain't going to get mad sometimes? Who said in a covenant agreement you ain't going to be fussing sometimes? Amen. Who said in a covenant agreement that none of these things, that what you signed up for, is not going to happen? So we have to understand, my God, of the realization or the reality of relations. Amen. This is just a little nugget that I'm just throwing out there because I'm really not going here this morning. Amen. So we have to understand, my God Almighty, that some things, amen, I'm not responsible for. And some things I am responsible for. But some things I can make it a requirement or I can make it an obligation, amen, if things in my life lines up. Amen. That's why we have to understand the scripture of counting up the cost. I have to count up the cost in everything that you do and every move that you make. A lot of times we feel as though that the small things that we overlook, like we don't have to count that cost, that ain't no big deal. Well, scripture declares that it's the small faults that spoils the vine. Amen. That spoils the vine. It's the small faults. It's the small things, amen, that will eventually corrupt, amen, a situation. So we got to understand that it's the small things that is going to eventually corrupt the situation, amen. But I want to help you out with something this morning, amen, as I begin to commune, my God, at some part of this a.m. Morning, my God, with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, my God, and I'm thinking that this is going to be, that he want me to go ahead and minister this, or I'm going to go ahead and minister this somewhere. But, yeah, this morning, amen. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, tell the people, son, I want you to tell the people to forgive all the fake folks in their life. Y'all about to hear me this morning. ADM, whoever on this line, you about to tweet somebody and tell them your butt about to get up and log on or tweet in or call in, or you finna get ready to miss a great encouraging word. You finna miss it. You finna miss it. My God, the Holy Spirit told me to tell the people. He said, son, I want you to tell the people, forgive all the fake friends or forgive all the fake folks, the flangers, amen, in their life, in the midst of their situation. Forgive them, amen. Don't hold no grudge in your heart according to the fake friends. He said, I'm going to tell you why, amen, why you should not hold no grudge in your heart for the pretenders, amen. Even though you did not know that they was a pretender, but at the end of the day, you found out that they was what? Fake. Y'all about to hear me up in here, amen? Yeah, my God. He said, tell them to just forgive them, forgive them, forgive them, and give them this perspective, amen, that you should be able to forgive them, or they need to forgive their self, amen, pertaining to the things in the situation and according to some circumstances that done happened in their life, amen. My God, just like this, many of us probably done had some friends, amen, that done on flogged so hard, but sometimes you come to find out that they fought so hard, you start admiring their life, you start admiring them until they start borrowing more, my God Almighty, from your home, as I'm talking to somebody this morning, amen, they'll start borrowing, you'll start noticing, wait a minute, they borrow more from me, my God, than they actually put out for themselves. Something ain't right with this, amen. Okay, I know some of you probably don't had, my God Almighty, some good ones that was in your life that they don't talk a good talk, amen. And at the end of the day, you don't met some people through them. But at the end of the day, you find out the relationship that they done built up, or the relationship that they done explained to you, or the relationship that they done told you and painted this picture with what they had with somebody else, you come to find out that that wasn't even true. Y'all help me this morning, amen? And sometimes, then time goes on. on, you begin to develop something inside of you to where you don't want to be dealing with them type of folks no more. Say, you're too fake. Amen. You're too phony. Amen. My God, you got this going on. I don't want to fool with them, the kind of folks like that, because they always fake. They always phony. Every time you get them come around, they got this, got that. At one point, you didn't know how fake or phony it was. At one point, you probably was intrigued about that individual. Amen. I remember it was a couple of occasions with myself. Amen. I'm trying to figure out, once things done got revealed, God, why in the world you closed my discernment, my God Almighty, or blinded me, for I won't see what's going on under the cover with this situation right here. Well, sometimes God will close your discernment with different fake stuff, because he allowed the fake stuff to lure you where some of you at right now. Y'all about to hear me like this here. Let me go ahead and talk to some of you. Let me go ahead and talk to some church people that you don't got brought over through other individuals, my God, where you don't locate it at your church, and they come to find out your ministry was a great blessing, my God Almighty, to you. Then that individual that led you there, amen, and come to find out that individual that witnessed to you, don't told you, oh, child this and child that, you might have come on. It intrigued you, and what it found out, it drew you. And when it drew you, amen, it got you to a point to where I want to connect to that. But when time went on, the same person that conversate with you, that talked to you, that looked like that they had some stability going on, and once you see that, you see, hold up, wait a minute, let me put a sock in it, that this is some phony, fake stuff. Amen? It is some phony. Now you realize that what you was led, or you drove, what led you was something that was fake and something that was phony. Somebody that, my God, put on a outward mask, but they really not who they say they was. And now I'm starting to see who they really are. I'm saying to myself, why in the world I call myself following that? But guess what? You too deep in now to go ahead to give everything back, to give everything up, because now it's not about that individual, but that individual, or God allow that bait to go and hook you. Guess what? It was a blessing in your life. God will use a fake lure just like fishing. Y'all about to hear me. In fishing, my God Almighty, we have these lures, what we call lures. They are fake, my God Almighty, bait that we put in water. They might be a fake fish. They might be a fake worm. It might be a fake frog. Amen. And what we try to do, we try to mimic the real thing. Amen. To what? To fool the fish, my God, so they could take the bait. And the better we get good at it, we able to fool the fish. And once the fish hit the bait, we able to hook the fish and wind that fish in. Amen. Well, I want to let you know something. God knew how to wind you in. He knew how to wind you in for your blessing. He knew how to wind you in for your miracle. He knew how to wind you in. If some of you take a look on your life like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, if God did not use, my God Almighty, what you thought was authentic in your life, or somebody that you thought was genuine in your life, you probably won't be in the place where you at right now. So what you need to do, my God Almighty, all the fake friends, my God Almighty, are fake individuals that you had relationship with, that you find out about, you need to forgive them, and you need to just send them a thank you card because of you, my God Almighty. The blessings that you should have got, by my God, because you should have stayed and stopped being fake, you could have been walking in the blessing, my God Almighty, that you've been fake living about. But now I'm living, my God, what you trying to flaunt. I'm living what you trying to fake. I'm riding in what you trying to flaunt, because at the end of the day, God do something out there. Hook me and wind me in, for I can get my miracle, for I can get my blessing. It wasn't about you, boo-boo. It was about what God, I can't get no help this morning. It was about what God, doing in my life. Y'all about to help me out this morning. Hallelujah. It was about what God has for me. It was about what God is doing inside of me. It was about what God, my God Almighty, blessing my life. Y'all about to hear me. It was about what God, amen. You got to understand something. It was about God. Let me tell you this story right quick. My God Almighty. I had a friend. I had a friend that came up here in Georgia with. But before I came up here to Georgia, amen, I was up there in Florida. Florida, down there in Florida. And I was really going through a rough patch, amen. You best believe. You talk about somebody, my God, engineer. I was an engineer, construction workers. I'm talking about you give me a blueprint. We'll lay it out. We put everything in place. My God Almighty, we begin to build. It doesn't matter if it was a highway, interstate, it doesn't matter. It was a parking lot. It doesn't matter what it was. Amen. You give me, my God, what we got, we're going to build it. We're going to do what we got to do. Amen. The economy hit. And the economy hit, amen. Now, a different jobs and finances, even in the cities and counties, amen, it began to dry up. It began to freeze up, my God, when we was going through a big turnover in the government system, amen. So a lot of jobs been laid off. I was one of them been laid off. So I went into a rough patch for about 2 or 3 years, amen. My God, one of my friends that I knew, amen, back in some time, and we all were saved, amen, back in that time, amen. Even when we was about 19 years old, we was fully grown saved, amen. My God, I'm talking about I'm operating as a prophet and all that stuff, my God, at that time. And my friend, I knew he done came up in Georgia, and he lived here in Georgia. Amen. So every now and then, he make trips back and forth from Florida to Georgia, from Florida to Georgia, every now and then. Amen. And he always was this old classy guy. Amen. That was my guy. He was always a classy guy. Amen. And every time he comes from Georgia to Florida, when he comes to Florida, he always find me. And he always tell me, he say, man, you know, he be like, Tim, man. You need to come up here to Georgia, man. You just don't know what Georgia got for you, man. I'm telling you, man, Florida, this over here in Fort Pierce, man, can't hold what you got going on, man. It ain't nothing but a wealth over here. That's where it is. It's prosperity and all that going on now. Now, that stuff never attracted me, amen. But when I got into my lowest point, I say it has to be something better. This is what I was telling myself. I'm like, it got to be something better. And that thing, you know, my friend kept coming down. He said, bro, you know, I'm telling you, bro, and I'm talking about he was just a fly guy, amen? You look at this guy, you be like, man, this guy got to fly. So, you know, his looks, amen, and how everything was carried, you be like, man, you know what, bro, I can trust you because you ain't coming down like some bum or broke down joker off of the streets or anything like that. Not trying to speak nothing against the different folks, but at the end of the day, if you're going to make a serious move in your life, you want to make sure, my God, you're making a serious move off of things around you that got some stability going on. Well, looks are deceiving. So, and next thing you know, I say, you know what? Yeah, let's go. I'm ready to go. Pack my bags, and put them in there, and my God, and say, let's go on to Georgia. So here we are coming down to Georgia. So I'm thinking that I'm finna get ready to go and just stay with him for a little bit. I'm ready to work. I wasn't worried about no job, y'all, because the credentials and the experience and different things that I got under my belt, I wasn't worried about none of that kind of stuff. I wasn't worried about work. I wasn't worried about no job. It doesn't matter. I got a gift. I got credentials and some everything, amen. I probably got credentials in about 10 different type of trades, amen, that I wasn't worried about getting no job. So I got down here, and as we got down here, we first visit one of his relatives. And we finished our visit in front of his relatives, and I heard him in the midst of a conversation when we were visiting, amen, that one of his relatives say, you know, I'm finna get married. You ain't going to be able to stay here tonight. So he was speaking to him. So right then and there, I lift up my eyebrow like, what in the world are he talking about? You know, and next thing you know, we're getting late. It was about 11 o'clock. And he say, listen, bro, let's go ahead and go. So I'm thinking, okay, we should get ready to go to his place, amen? And, you know, we should go ahead and go to sleep or whatever. Next thing you know, we pulled up at another relative house. And next thing you know, after it got around about 1 or 2 o'clock, one of his relatives began to pull out some blankets and pillows. And I'm looking like, okay, what is this going on? So I went ahead and went to sleep, and he went to sleep and everything. I got up in the morning. And one of his relatives was like, hey, you know, speaking to me, he was like, Tim, man, how you doing? I'm like, I'm all right, bro. He said, man, how you got caught up with him? I said, well, you know, we've been buzzed, man. We've been buzzed. We've been good friends, amen, for a long time. You know that, amen. But he said, well, you just don't know. Things done changed with him. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, man, you dealing with a master flogger. This man don't got nothing established. He don't got nothing going on for himself. He don't got nothing. So we thinking that you kind of a little flogger along with him now. And that's what I said, oh, man. I said, what in the world I got myself up into? Then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, stay. God got a plan for you. So I said, oh, you know what? What can I do? Amen. Let me get to work. I got to work. I said, we'll work something out. Let me pay my rent and all that kind of stuff there. Amen. And come to find out, I was dealing with a master flogger that God used to hook me to bring me here to Georgia. Amen. And at the end of the day, when I look back at it now and look where I'm at now, I just say, you know what? You can't have nothing in your heart against that individual, because where you at right now, that individual is flogging, but you living that life. Y'all about to hear me. So I want to take the time out this morning to let somebody know, don't have nothing in your heart with fake people, my God almighty, that, my God, don't hurt you, or you feel like something done came and stabbed you in your back. You best believe you looking good, you living good, you still eating good, you still with the right connection, you still with the right things going on in your life. Don't look at, my God almighty, what they did to you. Only thing you could just say, I thank you, because of your fakeness, you weren't able to withdraw your blessing from what God had for you out of the deal. But you ain't gonna mess up mine. Matter of fact, I take mine and I take what you left on the table too. Because at the end of the day, what God has for me, it is for me. Don't let people, don't let things in your life, my God almighty, don't let things, don't let people, don't let situations to hinder you for what God has for you. Some of you, if it wasn't for the pretenders, your life probably won't be where it's at right now. If it wasn't for the pretenders that drew you to a place that really had some water, and you thought that they was really drinking, and you found out they really wasn't drinking the water, but they knew where the water was at, then you end up taking a sip as you start drinking the water that you realize they wasn't drinking. Don't get mad at them, because the water you drinking, you realize the water has been a blessing to you. And they missed out what they could have had inside of them because they want to perpetrate and fraud. So let them live their life. And you just embrace what God done used a bait to hook you, to wind you in. God used a bait on me, y'all. That's how I know. I know what he could do. He used a bait on me to hook me and brought me in. I said, God, after some time and years went on, I said, God, why you blinding my eyes to that? He said, son, if I really show you the truth behind that cover, you won't never took the bait. You won't never came up here so I can begin to fulfill your life, my God, in the promises that I done spoken into your life, that it was already set for you. It will never unveil if you never took that, y'all about to hear me, if you never went that direction. So I had to blind some things for you. You got to understand, it ain't nothing wrong with your discernment. Sometimes God got to put you some, he got to put some, my God, he got to put some glasses on you to block out the sun vision. He got to cut some things out because he know if you see too much, he know you going to react. So it ain't nothing wrong with you. They ain't get up on, let me tell you, they ain't get over on you. Can I say that again? They did not get over on you. God had to blind you because he had to draw you in because it was a blessing right there on the other side. And he knew If you seen too much, you wouldn't count the bait for that thing, for that house or that church or that place or whatever, your job. It doesn't matter. It wouldn't be a blessing to you. You wouldn't take the bait. Come on, somebody. Y'all help me here. So because of that, you're able to get a blessing. Listen, saints of God. Hallelujah. Somebody just needs to praise him. Man, God, I just want to give him glory right quick. My God Almighty. Because at the end of the day, many people still having something against their haters, having something against the perpetrators, the liars and manipulators. Don't have nothing against them because God used them for your glory. God is using them for his glory. Some of you, my God, they led y'all to church. Then next thing you know, they got up out of there. Well, guess what? Things are being a blessing to you. God used it because he knew where the water was at. He knew where the blessing was at. They ain't get over on you. Don't have that stuff in your heart. Don't have that stuff inside of you. Amen. So begin to love them. Begin to embrace them. Because at the end of the day, they can keep faking. At the end of the day, the same individual I remember we used to ride around, you know, when I was looking for work and stuff like that, we used to ride around, and he portrayed himself to be this serious businessman, this million-dollar businessman that's just doing business like crazy. And when somebody called his phone, like a relative or somebody called his phone, he make it seem like he's so busy. And you know, we riding, going to the mall. And he said, and they asked, like, where you going? Well, I'm on my way to check on this contract. I'm finna get ready to go into a meeting and check on this contract and stuff like that. And he begins to tell them type of lies. Then when he get off the phone, I kind of look at him like, what are you talking about? I kind of look at him. Then he use Freddy, man, I don't want everybody to know what I got going on. You're flogging. You're perpetrating. You're trying to fool everybody. But the truth is, you're really fooling yourself. That's the truth. You're fooling yourself. Because what he was flogging about, now this pastor here, I'm living it. I'm living it. I don't have to fake when someone calls and we handling business. I say, hey, let me get back with you. I'm handling some things. That's my life. So I want to let you all know something. At the end of the day, there's a blessing with your name on it. It doesn't matter if you don't ran into perpetrators. Doesn't matter if you ran into people that flogged, my God, around you. You best to believe what they should have been walking in. It will transfer and it will wear on side. It will wear on top of you. You will get your blessing and you'll get the blessing on the table that they keep thinking about off the table. Come on, somebody. So what are you saying, Pastor? Let me give you this prophetic word, then I'm finna go. What I'm saying is, some of you got blessings on the table that a lot of perpetrators still have. And God is waiting on you to forgive them. Get that stuff out of your heart, envy out of your heart. Get that stuff out of your place, out of your life from them. For you can receive that blessing that God said, I already transferred to you off that table. It's yours. Come on, somebody. It's yours. My goodness, I hope this has been a blessing to y'all. I hope it's been a blessing to you like it's been a blessing to me. At the end of the day, look where you at. Let perpetrators be perpetrators, flogers be flogers. Sometimes God will use them to hook you, to wind you in, to bring you into a new connection, bring you into a new place where you can begin to work them ground. Do not miss your blessing because how we feel about other people. And God said, I'm trying to set you up. The fish that get caught by the lure, he didn't have time to say, I wish I ain't took that fake bait. I wish I didn't. He was trying to get him something to eat. He was trying to get him something so that fish motives was right. But the lure manipulated him. But at the end of the day, Amen. You can just give God the glory. I hope this has been a blessing to you all, family. Amen. I just want to thank God for each and every one of you. And I just want to say peace. Pastor, love you. I'm out. God bless all of you.